was kind of interesting. I knew my title, my message was In the Name of Jesus Christ. Everybody say that. In the name. And then I was thinking, well, what's all the hubbub and all the fuss in Scripture about this name of Jesus? And this just hit me last night. I thought, imagine what would happen if nobody had a name. Did you ever think of that? Nobody had a designation. Nobody had a name. Nobody had a number. You're not number 64147. You don't have any name. So the only reference we would have to get your attention is, hey, you. And I think you could probably only say, hey, you, because that's kind of disrespectful anyway. You shouldn't say, hey, you, you know. So if we didn't have a name, nobody had a designation, what would we miss if nobody had a name? Nobody had any designation, no number, nothing. We would miss the ease of talking to someone personally because we couldn't address them personally. We couldn't even talk about them because we would say, oh, I would say, hey, Kat. Oh, I couldn't say, hey, Kat. She doesn't have a name. I forgot. I would say, hey, you. What did you think of those guys Sunday singing? Who? Well, those guys, they don't have names, so. Wouldn't that be awkward and weird to not have a name? So, and it's interesting that in the Old Testament, the name of God was so sacred, they didn't write it and say it. They just looked at it like, that right there, that. What, how do you say, shh, don't say it. They highly revered the name of God in the Old Testament that they didn't even say it. They honored and revered it. But there was no personalness to it. He was a God in heaven. They were on the planet. And then it said, and I'm going to skip around because I do not have time to go through all this. This might be a two-part series. I don't know. I only speak a couple times a year, so you'll get the second part next year. Come back next year. But God knew, I'm about to get personal here. He had all these covenants, and how many of you have been through Understanding God class? You've been through Understanding God class. We had a great time this year. Pastor Don and Pauline started that, I don't know, 35, 38 years ago, and it's still going strong. It's great. Geraldine Petticord teaches on Sunday morning. I teach it on Wednesday night, and we have just a lot of fun. But in those covenants, we see that there was the Adamic covenant where God did this thing with Adam and Eve. They screwed it up. Pastor Ben talked about that last week, about the incorruptible seed. You know. And then there was the Abrahamic and the Noahic and all, the Mosaic covenant. All this stuff that was so temporary. Everybody say temporary. So it was temporary. And then God said, I need to go down there and do this myself because there's something that's only going to happen if I do it. So then, in the beginning, the Word became flesh. So I like what Pastor Pauline says. We steal a lot of her sayings, and she always says, Jesus put a face on God. Say that. Jesus put a face on God. Why? And not only did he put a face on God, but God gave Jesus the name that was above any other name up until that point was good. Remember that one they didn't even write and look at, right? They looked at it, they couldn't say it. Then he said, I'm giving my son a name that is bigger than all those other names, that at the sound of, you heard it this morning, okay? I have, I have the emotions of a flea. I think Pauline might have told me that a long time ago. But it's been growing. It's been getting bigger. I've been turning more into like Cat as it goes. I'm not there. I would never go there because she's, you know, she's, oh, honey, I can't go to there. I can't. You know. When we watch movies, I say, Cat, is this the sad part? She goes, yes. I go, oh. Is the sad part over yet? She goes, we've been way past the sad part. And I went, okay, good. I'm there. But God said, I'm going to give Jesus this name. This name is going to be above every name. That at this name, every knee will bow. It's not optional. The name of Jesus is not optional, right? Holy smokes, we got to go. Let's try it. We're going to just jump in. I'm going to give you a little foundation about the name of Jesus. And I want to tell you, it's not just something that you just flip around like some magic formula. It's not just syllables where you say, in the name of Jesus, that doesn't necessarily mean anything will happen. Right? If you don't believe that, ask Brother Skiva in the Bible. Remember Brother Skiva in the Bible? Skiva, everybody say Skiva. Not Steva, Skiva. Skiva had seven sons. Seven sons had Father Skiva, right? So, sorry, I'm sanguine. What you get is what you get. Pauline told me I'm sanguine, and she's pointing at me or doing something funny with her bulletin, but I got Kat over there and Pauline here. This is going to be bad. I'll try. I'll stay here. Okay. So these seven sons of Skiva, they pretended to have this miracle power. They saw Paul doing casting out devils, right? And so these seven sons go out because they just wanted to do it. They say, hey, look at us. Look what we can do, you know? Kind of reminds me of the rich guy that saw them laying hands on people and they were receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he said, hey, how much do I have to give you? I want to do what they're doing. And they said, you know, O thou goofball thee, right? That's how it says in King James. It doesn't work that way. So the seven sons of Skiva, to me, this is kind of funny. It's not really funny, but it's funny to me. It's just in my brain. So they go out. And they're like, we're going to do what Paul did. And everybody's going to see this and they're going to love it. So they said, they come up to this demonic possessed guy and they said, in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches about, come out of him. And the devil, read it, it's in Acts, I think it's 19. It says that the demon came out of the guy and beat the smithereens out of those seven sons of Skiva. And it says in the scripture, they were naked and bleeding because of it. And the demon actually said something. There's very few times that demon spoke, but the demon goes, dude, Paul I know, Jesus I know, who is you? Well, he said, who are you? Who are you? Whoa, why? They just flipped the name. You don't just say, in Jesus' name. That could hit the ceiling and fall down. It's not about saying those syllables, but it's about having faith in the name of Jesus. And when I connect my faith where I say, I believe Jesus can do everything. Now you can say, do you believe Jesus can do everything? And that the easy answer is, oh, of course he can. Okay, try something. We'll watch. You go, oh, nothing happened. There's some people with the gift of faith, okay? I've only known a few people with the gift of faith. Pastor Pauline's father, holy smokes, Brother Bordentrager had the gift of faith. Right, Mark? Yeah, I mean, that guy, don't ask him about God healing his eye and stuff like that. You'll have a 40-minute sermon about how the power of God just came through, right? So it's not just that. Let's look at this. I want to lay a foundation, and then we're going to move. Colossians 1, 15 through 20. What's all this fuss about the name? He's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of over all creation. I'm reading from Christian Standard this morning. For everything, everybody say everything, was created by him. Who's the him? Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. Jesus. In heaven and on earth, the visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is the image of the invisible God. Say that. He is the image of the invisible God. The firstborn of all creation, for everything was created by him in heaven and on earth, the visible and invisible, whether thrones, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things hold together. Say that. By him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning. He's the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place. Everybody say first place. If the scripture says first place, it insinuates there could be a second place or a third place or a hundredth place. What place does Jesus have to take? First place, right? Let's go. I'm doing two things at once, but I'm sanguine and it works. Okay. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. Read that verse 19. Read. For God was pleased to have how much? How much? How much? His fullness dwell in him. And through him to reconcile everything to himself, whether things on earth, things in heaven, by making peace. How? Through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were, say were. Once you were this, right? You were alienated and hostile in your minds as expressed in your evil actions. This goes back to Pastor Ben's message last week about the incorruptible seed. But now, everybody say, but now. Touch your neighbor, say, you were. And now tell him, but now. There's a difference, right? You have been reconciled by his physical body through his death to present you holy, faultless, and blameless before him. If indeed you remain grounded and steadfast in the faith and are not shifted away from the hope of the gospel that you've heard, this gospel has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and I, Paul, have become a servant of it. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for you. I am completing in my flesh what is lacking in Christ's affliction for his body, that is the church. I have become its servant according to God's commission that was given to me for you to make the word of God fully known. The mystery hidden for ages and generation. Everybody say, but now. What happened? It's revealed to who? Who's that? Us. God wanted to make known among the Gentiles the glorious wealth of this mystery. What's the mystery? Christ in you. Say that, please. Christ in you. Read the rest. The hope of glory. Okay. Then he goes on to say, we proclaim him, warning and teaching everyone and with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. I labor for this, striving with his strength that works powerfully in me. 2:1-16 says, I'm going to just kind of let the scriptures preach. So take notes when you hear a good scripture. You don't have to listen to me say extra stuff. For I want you to know how greatly I'm struggling for you, those in Laodicea, for all who have not seen me in person. I want their hearts to be encouraged and joined together in love so that they may have all the riches of complete understanding. Say complete understanding. And have the knowledge of God's mystery. What's the knowledge of God's mystery? Christ. In him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I am saying this so that no one will deceive you. How many of you know there's a lot of people out there now trying to deceive a lot of people? There's a lot of people. They're calling what is evil good and what is good evil. They're calling what is righteous unrighteous. They are actually getting indignant over. They're shoving. I mean, at first they kick God out. Now I think they're shoving him out and putting him in a box and putting a lock on it and say, if you open that box, we're going to take you out. All right? I don't know about you, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord and proclaim the name of Jesus no matter what anybody says. Now get ready for persecution. Now, Brother Ken knows about persecution. They did missions work in China. He was in jail in China over this. Why? Proclaiming, don't say the name of Jesus. Just like they said in the Bible. We're going to see this verse where the dudes get ticked off when they see this miracle happen. And they say, all right, we got to come up with a game plan here. All right, we order you not to preach, teach, or even say the name of Jesus. And that's what was basically told to Sister Pat and Brother Ken. And you know what they said? I don't know about you. No offense here, but we're going to proclaim the name of Jesus, even if you lock us up. I don't know anybody that could relate to Paul like the Gosses could. That was real deal in China. Sorry, I said that like President Trump, but it was fun. In China. China. Okay, I love it. You know, love him or hate him, you got to give him credit. I love him. Okay. we got to skip. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to walk in Him. Say, continue to walk in Him. No matter what happens, if they say, if you guys say the name of Jesus, we're locking Him. I'm going to continue to walk in Him. Lock me up, and I'll continue walking with Him in the jail cell, just like I did out in public, because I don't have to be in public to have Jesus do stuff through me when I'm invoking the name of Jesus in a 5x5 jail cell with bars on it. I can pray in that jail cell, and stuff still happens, because that's how powerful the name of Jesus is. Be careful. Say, be careful. That no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit. Say, empty deceit. This is empty deceit. What's it based on? Human traditions and the element of the world rather than Christ. To us, this stuff is the power of God unto salvation. To them that don't believe, it's foolishness. And they say, we won't have any of that foolishness around here, you know? This lady whose last name rhymes with Pelosi had this big sign above her, it's Mark's buddy. I'm sorry. I'm talking about your buddy, Mark. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. He's looking at me like, what you talking about, Willis? She had this big thing above her. It was up there forever. It said, "In God we trust." And she took that down and put up there, "God is great," above her chamber. And everybody's like, "Well, what's the problem with that?" I said, "Oh, no. She ain't talking about the God I'm talking about." That's how it was. That's Akbar Allah. I mean, that's God is great. She was actually putting, it says that above her chamber. She took that out. Just because it says God, that I like Pastor Pauline's definition, those are little g gods. Everybody say little g God. We serve the big G God. And how we get to Him is how? Through Jesus, right? "For the entire fullness of God's nature dwells bodily in Christ. You have received and been filled by Him." Who fills us with the Holy Spirit? Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Who is the head over every senator, every president, every king, any ruler? In high places, against wickedness and rulers in high places, against spiritual darkness. He can even command the devils to do something. There's a crazy verse in the scripture that says, "And the Lord caused an evil spirit to do something." Why would a holy God use an evil spirit to say, "Hey, I can control them. I'm just letting you know, even those evil spirits, I can control them. I can do whatever I want to do with them." Okay? They were angels in heaven, right? I mean, you got to remember that demons were our angels, right? I used to say to everybody, Cat was an angel, which meant I wasn't an angel. Then I realized there's two groups of angels. There's a group of two-thirds, and then there's a group of one-third. So I'm still eligible to be an angel, although Cat's one of the two-thirds. You know, I'm probably one of the one-thirds, but I'm still an angel, right? You get that? Just not as good. But then Jesus comes on the scene here and says, "I have authority over all that." Okay, here we go. Come on, quick. We got to go quick. "You were also circumcised in Him with a circumcision." How? Not done with hands. How? By putting off the body of flesh in the circumcision of Christ. "When you were," say it, "buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Him from the dead." Read. "And when you were dead in trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh," what happened? "He made you alive with Him and forgave us all our trespasses." Wow. Woo. Interesting that we have a water baptism coming up next week. I don't know how many people are going to get baptized. I think it's going to be one of the biggest ones in the history of this church. It's going to be huge, okay? We had Teen Challenge. Yeah, go ahead. You can praise God for that. You're allowed. I had Pastor Bob Pavlich call me and said, there are women from Sophia's House, which is the women's version of Teen Challenge. They were here. Esther House. It's one of those biblical good names. They're all good. Esther House. And they came here for a prophetic service that they called the prophetic conference. It was just a one-day thing. And we broke up into separate rooms, and everybody got personal prophetic words spoken over them. And these women, how many of you were here when those women were here? They were worshiping. And the one woman, I had a word for her about, and all I said to her was, "I see a rose." That's all I said. She started bawling, and just she loves roses. It's her favorite flower, and it meant all this stuff to her. And then Kat sang over her prophetically, and all this stuff happened. And you know what's interesting? I feel like I'm just talking to Pastor Pauline, but what they said was, every one of them said, "We've been around to all these churches. This church feels like home." That's what they said. That's what they said. You know why it feels like home? Because Pastor Don and Pauline started it that way under the unction of the Holy Spirit, and it's never changed since, okay? So he called and he said, "There are 8 women from the Esther House that want to be water baptized at your church next Sunday when all this other group comes." Isn't that exciting? Isn't that awesome? This is revelation I got. The name of Jesus, I'm skipping a bunch, I'm sorry. But the name of Jesus isn't just something that you say. I never saw this until I read this scripture. Read this verse, Proverbs 18:10. "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe." The name of the Lord is something, it's a place. It's not just a title or a name. It's something that you run into. You go into Christ, and when you are in Christ, what happens? You're safe. What happens then if you're not in Christ? You might not be safe, okay? And I like to say, we used to sing the song, "The name of the Lord is," you guys are too young, you don't know it, "a strong tower, the righteous run into it." They are safe. They are safe. Harmony, say, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. A strong tower. Righteous run. The righteous run into." They are safe. They are safe. Say, "Blessed be the name." Say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Blessed be the name. Blessed be. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Louder, sing it out. Say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High." So if you've been raised with Christ, seek things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is hidden with God in Christ. What's the deal about this "in the name of Jesus"? Well, in Colossians 3:17, read this together, go. "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Now, if I put it in bold print, that means we say that word louder. Okay, let's read it again. "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him." How much do we do in Jesus' name? Everything means everything, right? If everything means everything, there's not an everythinger thing. It's just everything, right? I'd made a simple list of things we do in the name of Jesus Christ. What do? We pray in the name of Jesus, right? The scripture says, if you call in the name of Jesus, you'll be saved. Healing, we heard it this morning. Healing's invoked in the name of Jesus. Every demon, it's demons don't have an option to stay if the name of Jesus is invoked. You heard Kim sing it, you know. I have the motions of a flea. When she sang that verse the second time, I thought, oh, geez, I wish I wasn't standing up here because the power of God is so strong and the truth of what she is saying is getting instilled in the people, in the ears of the hearers that are hearing this song that they might not have ever heard it before. But at the sound of his name, every demon has to flee. We're baptized in Jesus' name. Jesus baptizes us in the Holy Spirit. The scripture says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and he will do even greater works than these because I'm going to my Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. And I've said this before in regard to healing. I said one of the biggest things that I think could happen, you can pray for stuffy noses and colds and sneezes and all that kind of stuff. But when you see resurrection of the dead, when somebody dies and they come back to life, I don't think there's anything bigger than that in my head. Everybody agree? Pastor Pauline, stand up. Stand up. Here's a woman who died in this room. Right there. I need to give her a mic. Because she has to say something real quick. Check, number one. Give them a quick snippet of what happened. Of what happened that day.
I don't know. I came in. They were worshiping, and we were sitting about right in there. Right behind the kibbles, yeah. And I don't know what happened to me, but I fell in my daughter's arms, and my eyes were open and set, and there was no pulse. Benner, Mike Benner was behind me, and he was searching for a pulse. He shook his head, there's no pulse. My eyes were open and set. I didn't fall in the spirit. I fell in the flesh, but the spirit took over because people started praying here. And I'm telling you, Kim says, I never heard such praying in all my life. And I said, and then Linda said to me, I was praying so hard, I never prayed that hard in my life. And I said, well, that's why I'm here. But the church prayed in the name of Jesus. And they got my heartbeat back. Lori and Lori Crowell or
Ashley.
Whatever. Ashley. I'm sorry. I know it. I just couldn't think. And Holly, they put me on the floor like within a minute or so, and they got my heartbeat back. But it was God who really did it in the name of Jesus. Same thing for Ken. So we got to give God the glory. It's been 11 years, people.
Yes.
I even had to have the defibrillator changed because it was too old. The battery talked to me and said, you need a new battery. Where'd that come from? Here it was coming from inside of me. So I told the doctor, and he says, oh, we need to do that. 11 years.
Wow. Look at God.
I mean, look at God. Exactly. 11.
Father got the glory.
Because Father God got all the glory.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. Always remember.
Jesus always gave him the glory, and so do we.
Yeah. We always give God the glory. Everything is done for his glory. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, somebody give Jesus a shout. So, if we've experienced resurrection of the dead, everything else is a piece of cake. Really. I'm being serious. What else? What is too difficult? Nothing is too difficult for God, right? Do you believe that this morning? Yes.
Yeah. Way back, before we ever came to this church, God told Don someone's going to be raised from the dead. And I said, well, Don, there's going to be a lot of people raised from the dead spiritually. He says, no, I mean physically. Who would have ever thought it was going to be his wife?
Yeah.
I mean,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. This is just like old times. You know, I remember Pastor Don used to preach and Pastor Pauline would sit on the front row and they would have their own service going between each other. You know, they would talk and she would preach. She'd make his sermons way better because she'd give her two. No, I'm just kidding. I remember one time Pastor Don was preaching in the chapel and he always would tell these corny pastor jokes and stuff. And Pastor Pauline's sitting on the front row and Pastor Don says, Why do women walk 10 feet in front of the men in the Middle East? And he didn't say anything. And then Pastor Don said, landmines. And the whole church laughed. And Pastor Pauline said, Don, in the middle of the service, that's not funny, Don. That's not funny. And then, can I respectfully tell you this? Kat's shaking her head. No, I got to tell you this because stuff, if it was funny then, it's funny now. And this is, it's, we're just home today, all right? Can I just be real with you? This is fun. Aren't you glad you're part of Abundant Life Fellowship where it's so unpredictable? You just don't know what's going to happen until you show up, okay? Amen. I remember this one time we bought Pastor Don this new suit. We bought him this new suit. And it was real nice, you know, because I always wore a suit. You know, he looked like Billy Graham, if you ever saw him. You know, he had that look. Look at their pictures out by the Stevenson Room. You know, we dedicated Stevenson Room out there. And so Pastor Don's up there, and he's just standing. Maybe he had his jacket off or something. I'm trying to remember. And Pastor Pauline is sitting on the front row, and she goes, Pastor Don, show them your birthday suit. Everybody wants to see you in your birthday suit. And the whole church is going, no, we don't. And she's like, Don, you got to show him your birthday suit. And then he even got it. And he goes, oh, he did that thing, you know. I think Mark could do that. How'd he do that, Mark? You know that thing he did? Yeah, he did it. You know, but don't you just love Pastor Pauline? Can't you just? Oh, we got to land this plane. Come on. We pray in Jesus' name. We're saved by Jesus' name. What's it say? For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In the God's Word translation, in Luke 10:17, it says, the 70 disciples came back very happy. They said, Lord, even the demons obey us when we use the power and authority of your name. And in Mark 16:17, it says, and these signs will accompany those that believe. In my name, they will do what? They will drive out demons. They'll put them in the car and dump them off in the field. They'll drive them out. In my name, they will speak with new tongues. Why? Because Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. So in the name of Jesus, you'll speak with new tongues. You were born with a tongue, but he says, you need a new tongue. I'm going to give you a new tongue. In my name, they will pick up snakes with their hands. If they drink any deadly poison, it will not harm them. In my name, they will lay their hands on the sick, and they will be made well. Woo! You missed a shout right there. Okay, we're also baptized in the name of Jesus. Now, this is kind of interesting, okay, because I've been really studying this and thinking about this, and I know there's all kind of zigzag stuff about this, okay? But in Acts 2:38, it says, and Peter said unto them, repent and let every one of you be baptized with the same, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, okay? All through the New Testament, they baptized in the name of Jesus. That's what they did, right? Acts 8:16. For he had not yet fallen on any of them. They simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts 10:47-48. Can anyone, they said, withhold water and prevent these people from being baptized who received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he, Peter, commanded, one version says, ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, I don't know why. Well, I do know why. I feel like I was the cowardly lion. I do know why, because I've been studying this. In all of the New Testament, they always baptized in the name of Jesus. They never said anything else. That's what they said. Now, what either Peter was outrightly rebelling against what Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, where he said, go into all the world, teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded. I got to go fast. So I'm with you always, even unto the end of the earth. Or Peter had a revelation that everybody else didn't. And I think that's, I don't think, I know that's what happened. And all through the New Testament, they baptized in the name of Jesus, okay? And what happened in church history is there was a time where they switched it. I think it was like in 325 AD or just after that, right, Pauline? Right? It switched it. And then people started saying, well, we're going to say Father, Son, Holy Spirit. No, that's okay. I don't have any problem if somebody does that, okay? I'm just giving you this revelation, and it's funny that we're doing water baptism, okay? I've said it all different kind of ways. I kind of adhered to Pastor Don. Pastor Don would say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't say the name of Jesus, and they took the name of the, and it kind of came in from the Catholic Church, they pulled that out. Would they take out? They took out the name of Jesus, and then they started twisting it and saying, well, if you baptize in the name of Jesus, then you're some weird oneness anti-Trinity. We're not anti-Trinity. We believe that the Father is not the Son. The Son is not the Holy Spirit. We believe God in three persons, blessed Trinity. We believe in Trinity, right? Say that. Say, we believe in Trinity. We do. We do, right? Why? Because that's the way it is, okay? Okay. But when they water baptize, they always baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ. And I know, because our background comes from that, where they go, well, if you don't do this, and that group was the wacky group that twisted it a little bit and made everybody else think, well, we don't want to be like them. But there's something, it says do everything. Everybody say do everything. That includes baptism. I don't care what you say. You can say, thank you for coming into the water. It's so great. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? You die. You believe he died and resurrected and did again. I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the name of Jehovah, in the name of the God above all, in the name of Jesus Christ. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Now, they're going to command not to speak or teach in that name. They're going to say that. Even some of the churches said don't do that, okay? So I might be switching that up a little bit when we baptize Sunday. I got to tell you something. We got to skip to this. You got to see this. I'm skipping through a whole bunch because I'm going to get to this one part. Sorry, talk amongst yourselves. No, don't do that. I'm just kidding. Anyway, they said, don't preach or teach. I don't know where it is. I'm lost. I am lost. But we were in a meeting with this guy, and I got to meet him. Can you put that picture up, Erica? I'm way out of my notes. Samuel Rodriguez, he is an amazing speaker. He's international, and we had the opportunity. I had the opportunity to meet him and hang out with him at Covenant Church with Bishop Garlington. It was just life-changing, amazing. He's the head of the Latino Christian community. I mean, this guy's all over the world, right? We got to hang out with him. He was asked to do a a big event in Washington, D.C., a secular non-Christian event, okay? And his friend, he was a movie star, and the movie star said, I want you to come pray at this event. And he goes, it's a secular event? Or what are you talking about? And after they found out what he was going to do, they told him, we want you to pray, but you have to be respectful and do not, because there's so many other religions here, you cannot say in Jesus' name. You asked me to pray? Okay. And I just want you to watch this video and watch what he's going to talk about it here. Watch. Turn up. Just.
I was invited to make a prayer for this event in Washington, D.C. It was a large event. Mucho, mucho people. And I do mean mucho. And I was invited to pray, and the organizer is a television personality who you recognize. Not a believer, but he invited me. He's a friend. He said, Reverend Rodriguez, I want you to come in. I want you to pray for the event. I said, it's a secular event. It has nothing to do with Christianity. Why would you want me to pray? Well, I just want you to pray. You want me to come and pray for an event that has absolutely no spiritual kind of, yeah, I want you to pray. Oh, you want me to pray? You want me to pray? I'll pray. So they flew me in. It's a large event, and I do mean very large, a couple hundred thousand people. And I come in, and I go backstage, and right there, it's going out there next to the Washington Monument, and we're going up, and I'm going up, and the personality looks at me and says, we changed the program. And again, I took that red-eye flight from Frisco to D.C. So it's, you know, third caramel macchiato, and I'm looking, and I'm going, what? And he went, we changed the program. You're still praying, but in the spirit of correctness, We invited other people, other faith narratives to pray. And he goes, you know how it is. I go, no, I don't, but go ahead and tell me. And he says, well, and it just sounds like three guys go to a bar, but you have to see it. It's actually, you can see what he's saying. He goes, we have a universalist minister who will pray. We have an imam, the Muslim faith. We have a rabbi, and you're the Christian. He goes, you want to pray first or last? Something inside of me said, son, you better pray last to fix all the mess everybody else makes out there in that place. So I said, I'll pray last. With great humility, I'll pray last. So the first lady went up first, and she goes up first, and she prayed, and she went, God, you're the God of many names and no name at all. You're the air, you're the wind, you're the rock, you're the leaf, you're the tree. You are everything, and yet you are nothing. Amen. Well, isn't that special? And the imam prayed in the name of Allah, and the rabbi did a good prayer, and I'm coming up, and I'm fighting with God, and I don't know, you know, but God is bilingual, so I'm fighting with God. And I'm going, Señor, ¿por qué tú me metes en este lío, Señor? God, why are you putting me in this? I thought you opened the door. No man can close. I opened the door. I want that door was open. So I just went right through it because you opened the door. I mean, I took a 6-hour flight and now I'm going, I can't. I kind of slept because I'm going, I'm going, and now I'm going to go back home. I'm going, now I don't want to die. I don't want to feed people. I don't want to be, I don't want to make them uncomfortable. I don't want to make them feel, I thought I had a prayer, but now I'm going to, I don't want to make them feel bad. How do I pray here? I mean, I had the script ready and now I'm going to, I don't want to, I'm not here for contract. I'm here to pray. And, but they're here. How do I pray now? Well, I pray in the name of what? The air? Why do I pray? How do I pray? And the Lord, the Spirit of God told me, just pray like you do at church. Y'all never been to my church. So I grabbed the mic, hit the mic, look, and said, okay, look, there's a crowd. Everybody's deer in headlights looking at you and said, let's pray. In the name that is above all the other names. In the name to which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. No other name given unto man through by which salvation has come unto all mankind. In the name of he who saves, he who delivers, he who heals, and he who is coming back again. In the name of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray.
And when he prayed, he said, even the audience clapped and went crazy. They're like, we don't know what that was before us, but we know what's happening. He sent me to, he has a book called Persevere with Power, and he sent me two extra ones that I just got in the mail, and I said, I'm going to pass these out in our service, but I didn't know how to pass it out. So would somebody like one of his books? I have Pauline, tell me who should I give one to? Tell me like what to do. How should I pick somebody to get one of his books?
Give one to the oldest or the youngest.
Who's the oldest in here?
Me, probably.
Oh, Pauline wanted the book, so she knew. I'm not going to dispute it. She gets that one. We have one left. We have. That was slightly deceptive, I'm not going to lie, but that was, no, I'm just kidding, that's your, she said I was, and that, you know the funny thing, don't tell her because she's not paying attention right now, but she really wasn't thinking about herself, she was thinking of somebody else. Huh? Everybody can, no, I have one more book. Is somebody's birthday today, this week? Who? August, anybody before August 18th? They're fighting, Pauline. When is it? The 10th? You don't have his book? You do now. Nobody passed the 10th? Earlier than the 10th? Oh, wait, one in the back? Who's in the back? What date? Oh, wait, the 10th. That's backwards. Today's the 14th. I'm sorry. 14th. Okay, I'm going to lay it in the middle of the floor. No. So everybody's pointing back here. Whoever they're pointing to is going to get, because everybody's pointing. Who are they pointing to? Why are they pointing to you? Oh, your birthday's tomorrow. Well, then you get it. Here you go. I'll give her a big God bless you. Great, you get to read it. Pastor Shane's going, oh, good grief. I warned you guys that when Pastor Mark preaches, it's all demonstrative and all that kind of stuff. It's good. Everybody say it's good. Stand to your feet. Would you stand to your feet? Musicians, would you come help me? Whew. Everybody say, in the name of Jesus Christ. My prayer for this whole message is that when you guys say that, it's not just words that we tag on to an end of a prayer, but we say, in the name of Jesus Christ, because we have faith that when we say, I can't do this myself, okay? What did they say? You know, they're praying for the guy, and the guy goes, hey, can you heal us? And what did he say? Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Get up and walk. And what happened? The guy walked. And they said, how'd that happen? And he said, don't look at us. Don't look at us. It's not by our might, not by my power. What's the scripture say? Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And it's invoked by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. Do you realize, now think of this, we accept Jesus, right? We have Jesus in our heart. What does the scripture say? In him, in Jesus, all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in who? Jesus. So if Jesus is in us, what is actually in us? All the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The fullness of God is in us, right? Say the fullness of God lives right here. Do this. Lives right here. How many of you believe that? Now, how many of you believe if you see somebody that's sick, that you can actually lay hands on them and say, you know, you don't, Jesus never said, you know, oh, I pray that their body would be strengthened and that they would just do all this stuff and that they would walk better tomorrow and then all this other stuff. Oh, God, heal me. You know, we used to have these old prayer meetings. No, he said, dude, get up. This might be the message version. Sorry, I'm paraphrasing. Dude, get up, and don't just get up. Pick up your mat and walk. What happened? Boom, they got up. How many? Can we just have enough faith where I don't have to add extra words? I'm not saying you don't have to pray. There's time for that, okay? But where we can say, well, what do you need? You know? Oh, I have stage 4 cancer. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed.
Amen.
Then I can't say, did I say something else? No. It's by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. And he said, these things that you saw me do that you went, whoa, you shall do. And even greater things. Why is it greater things? Because Jesus, when he was on the earth, was not omnipresent. He could only be one place at one time. Now he says, I got to go. That's what some of you are thinking right now. Jesus said, I gotta go. Sorry, that's the Bishop Garlington coming at me. Jesus said, I gotta go so that the Holy Spirit will come and he will be in you. And now that the Holy Spirit's in us, we can go all over. And there's, and hear me, you are now Christians. What does Christian mean? Little Christ. So now you are little Christ that can now go all through the world. You can be in Canton, Ohio. You can be in Kissimmee, Florida. You can be in China. You can be in any other place on the planet doing the work of Christ greater than he did on the earth, because there's millions of Christians believing in the name of Jesus Christ and proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ to a world that is sick and dying. And you're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders before your very eyes, and you're going to be the one that gets to institute it and do it. If that doesn't scare the bejeebies out of you a little bit, it does me. But it's not me. Everybody say it's not me. It's the power of Christ in me. We're going to declare this, and then we're going to pray, and we'll be out of here. Thank you so much for being patient and attentive. Can we flip to Psalm 81:10? Am I able to do that? Oh, look at that. Psalm 81:10, I'm out of breath. From the Passion Translation, I am your only God, the living God. Wasn't I the one who broke the strongholds over you and raised you up out of bondage? Open your mouth with a mighty decree. I will fulfill it now. You'll see the words that you speak, so shall it be. So we're going to speak some words. Say this with me. Read the screen. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, guards my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. We got to let that sink in. Go. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that in all things I am more than a conqueror through Him who loves me. Read. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that I am released from the spirit of fear. Say that again. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that I'm released from the spirit of fear. Whew. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that I'm released from the negativity of the world. Woo! Aren't you glad you're free from that? Stop turning your TV on. You'll get set free quick. I declare in the name of Jesus, I'm released from the spirit of disappointment. Say it louder. I declare that I'm released from the spirit of disappointment. We left out the most important part. Read it. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that I'm released from the spirit of disappointment. If you've been disappointed, you've had disappointments in your life, you're released of that right now in this house, in this moment, in the name of Jesus Christ. Disappointments have to flee. I'm adding words to the song, right? Say this. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm set free from all anxiety. Say that. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm set free from all anxiety. Here we go. Say this. Come on. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that my God is able to do immeasurably more than I ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within me. Woo. Here we go. Come on. I declare that past disappointments and hurts are arrested and bound in the mighty name. Oh, somebody needs a shout on that one because you know. Read this. I declare in Jesus' name that I will live under God's supernatural protection. Let's read these. Go quick. Let's go. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, what? That I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Read. I'm delivered from the power of darkness. Greater is He who is in me than he who's in the world. The Spirit of God dwells within me, and I walk by faith, not by sight. Oh, somebody give Him a shout in this house. Woo! I'll give Him about a minute shout. Can we give Him a minute praise in the house this morning? Hallelujah!